Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to My One Number. If you are the host, press star now. Otherwise, please wait and you will be joined into the conference. Please announce yourself.
Dry land, what happened? They drowned. Come on here, somebody. God said he gonna open it up just for us to walk through. And when your enemy try to follow you, he gonna drown. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Listen, child of God. I just heard the Holy Spirit say, tell them it's a setup. You gonna walk through it, but somebody else not gonna be able to walk through it like you, because God said, "I got you covered." Come on here, somebody. That's why He said, "Come on here, somebody." Y'all trying to figure out if it's God. God ain't gonna tell you to go back.
Yeah.
Now notice, nowhere do God ever tell us to go back. God said, go forward. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give him a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey! Hallelujah. I'm gonna open the lines up again if anybody want to have comments. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody that have a word of encouragement. Amen. Or amen. The line is not open.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, woman of God. Go ahead.
This is Dr. Pamela McGregor.
Amen.
This is Dr. Pamela McGregor. I just want to blessings to everyone. Definitely enjoyed the service tonight, amen. Believe in God for the increase that you spoke on as well, amen. Thanking God for that word right there in itself, amen, and all that came along with it. What a blessing. Thank you for your obedience, Apostle. Appreciate this word, amen.
Amen.
And blessings to everyone in the line. Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying, more open doors are coming your way, woman of God. Hallelujah. Because of your faithfulness.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, what's in front of you is a setup for His glory. Come on here, somebody. God said, it may look like it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God.
Thank you,
bless
Jesus.
You,
I receive that.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, man of God. Thank you. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's a good God, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to get ready to move forward. God is saying, get ready to move forward. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. You better be like,
hallelujah.
Make that move. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Make that move right now. Don't wait. Amen. God said, don't wait. Glory to God. Go forward. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Is there anybody else online tonight? Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost is moving, y'all.
Hallelujah. Yes, I have a request and a testimony.
Yes, Lord.
So, I'm going to start with what happened on Friday evening. They told me, oh, we're going to draft you because your property is an asset. And people can't sue them if they come on my property. I said, on my property? What you mean, on my property? Say, yeah. Say, somebody say that you got all kind of stuff on your property. I said, I bet you any money by the time I get home, all of it will be gone. He said, well, if you can get home and you show me it all gone, I'll see you on Monday. Everything that wasn't nailed down is gone. Those people broke their nose on the side of my house. I called a wrecker and he took four of them. They got that $80. My son came and got that money in a hurry because I'm in business. Those people said, you was going to get fined for it. I was going to get fined for it. So I called a wrecker and told him, come get it. I called a junkyard. Come get it. Y'all can have it. They come running, trying to stop the people. They said, no, we can't do that. That lady said, we can take this and go. I bet they ain't fucking nobody else out. They ain't fucking nobody else out. When I go to my house tonight, get them out of here. I'm going to call the police on. People want to take over. I'm going to go territory. God told me when he give us something, it ain't for us to let the enemy walk over us. So whoever it is,
amen.
I had to borrow some money today to be able to pay this man that took the roof off the house and throw the stuff on the ground. I said, oh, my Jesus. Enough I can get another side piece. And I said, Lord, what in the world is this here? I need a doctor in a hurry. One man told me, no, you can go to that city and all kind of stuff. But just make a long story short. When you trust in the Lord, God, he is true. I didn't know where I was going to get the stuff I needed from the day. I didn't have nothing. One girlfriend of mine said, look, I got $650 I'm going to give you. I'm going to learn it to you. The other one called me. Their dad is all of them got that. I wound up with that money for that man today. So that's why I'm telling people, don't think God is not working. Yes, he is. He ain't put us on this line for nothing.
Yes.
He letting us know that. Our things we go through is to make us strong to know that God see us through it. How in the world can I tell y'all that the Lord loves me if I don't go through something? Everything ain't gonna be easy. Everything is not gonna be easy. And everybody not even gonna be your friend. And it got people say they love the Lord and doing all kind of stuff, smoking weed, popping pills, doing everything, getting high, healing for people, and stuff like that. God don't want us to do that to our temple. He don't want us to do that.
Amen.
And one thing about it, God is a good God. He is a good God. And he said, let every man be alive but his word. If he brought it, he gonna bring it through. And just like my death gift cut up, so I took the mailbox down that the judge told me to take down. He's screaming and hollering where he's going to get his mail. If you hadn't been having your mail going to my daddy's house anyhow. So, I need prayers for comfort and people going to agreement with me. These are wicked people, people on drugs, that they don't care what they do, you know. So I just ask God to keep me covered. And I need, you know, my sisters and brothers in Christ to pray for me. It's just a test I'm going through right now, and it seems so hard, so hard. But I know God is there. I know he's there.
Amen.
Because I haven't got discouraged. I haven't got discouraged. It feels like it's a heavy load.
Amen. Amen.
So that's what I know.
I want to encourage you, woman of God. The Lord tell you, he said that the fight is not yours, the fight is his, and God has already won the fight for you.
Amen. Amen. I thank you.
Amen.
His blood, Lord. Shed his blood. Thank
you. And I hear the Lord saying, continue to stand, because I'm standing with you, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God gonna make your enemy your footstool. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Hallelujah.
And his Lord said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God said, and it shall come to pass, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything that I promised you, you're going to get it. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Somebody
hallelujah.
Give God
Lord.
The glory.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey God, hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory and the praise, hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Is there anybody else? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are all minds clear? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Man, come on, give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
yes.
Glory, glory.
Hey, hallelujah, glory to God. I just hear the word victory. I just hear the word victory.
Amen.
Victory.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Somebody praise God for the victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can't nobody take it from you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 He got up with the victory, and he still got the victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because he got the victory, we got the victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, glory, glory.
So we praise God tonight.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there any more comments tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. If there's none, amen. I want to tell everybody, amen, make sure you get your feet in the ground, amen, so that you can reap your harvest, amen.
Have you did a cash app yet?
Amen.
Pastor Corey, have you did a cash app yet?
No, I haven't, Mother. I haven't got one yet.
Okay, it's easy. You need to get one.
Okay. Amen. I will definitely get that. Amen. Be praying for me this week. We got a holy convocation.
All right, now.
Amen. So I'll be going out to Paris, California, beginning Friday night.
All right, now. I'll go with it.
To be praying for the pastors and bishops out there. Amen.
And so God is opening up some more doors for us. Come on and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Also, God has blessed us with our clothing line.
All right.
Amen. So we will be having a clothing line soon.
All right now.
I want us to represent Yahshua all the way, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to do some things.
Amen.
God, y'all is putting it on my heart. And soon we're going to be having some ordination services around here. Amen. So that people can be freed up to do what God has called them to do. I would definitely be keeping you posted. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Also, the Dr. Pamela will be having a baptismal service. I will also keep you posted on that too as well. Amen. Somebody give God praise for that too.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah.
We will be baptizing people. Amen. And so I will keep you posted on that too as well. Amen. Glory to God. God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
And we praise him for who he is tonight.
Yes.
Before I close it out, is there anything anybody want to say? Amen. If not, we're getting ready to close out. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God has put an anointing on me for a certain offering to break the back of the enemy. Anyone that needs God to move for them financially, God has put an anointing on the $80 seed. And I've seen God do the miraculous with this seed. For people that need a financial breakthrough.
I do, Bishop.
So pray about it. Amen. And what the Lord said, because let me tell you, the anointing is on that seed. I don't know what the connection is between God and an $80 seed, but there is a divine connection. Come on here, somebody. And so I would advise
Amen.
You by all means to sow into that, because God will move for you expeditiously and quickly. Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, 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 glory, glory, hallelujah.
So we praise God on tonight and bless God on tonight. I'm getting ready to close it out. Our Father, we thank you and we praise you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard, God. Thank you for what our heart understands. Thank you, Lord, for setting us free, God, for giving us freedom. Lord, I pray that you would set our hearts free, not just our minds, God, but set our hearts free, Lord, so we can move forward and not look back. We give you praise and glory for all things. We thank you that the enemy is up under our feet. We give you praise and glory, Lord, that you are forever victorious. And you give us victory over every situation and circumstance. We give your name the praise, your name the glory, and we bless your name. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. What I say
amen.
To one.
Amen. Amen.
What I say
to one.
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
What?
What?
And pray.
And pray.
And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Every day.
Say, neighbor, I love you.
Neighbor, I love you.
Neighbor, I love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
And I nothing you can do about it.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Come on and give God a praise. Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory.
Yes, God. You are now dismissed until the next revival night, 5 o'clock tomorrow. Amen. Stay blessed. Be blessed. And remember, neighbor, it's time to move forward. It's time to go forward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I want to hear that scene. I'm going to do that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why again, please me? Please me forever. But one day, he's coming back.
Oh, y'all don't know this.
Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Dying, he came my sin far away. But then rising, he justified me. Clean me forever. One day he's coming back. Glorious day, everybody say.
Yeah.
Look at somebody and say, that's gonna be a glorious day. Gonna be a glorious day. Yeah. Glorious day. What time, yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Turn to somebody and say, I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right.
Hallelujah, about the name Jesus, live from Detroit. Grant Allen, praise God.
Hallelujah. We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Can we turn that around again? We're living in a day and time.
Yes, Lord.
Where everybody claims the name of God.
Yes, yes.
But nobody wants to say the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews.
Yes, Lord.
We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
So I want every blood worth believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here that there's something about the next.
Something else. Something about the name. It's the sweetest name.
Yeah.
It is the sweetest name I know.
Just take a minute and explain to them what you're really trying to say. What you really trying to say?
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
The power that I feel.
When you call his name.
When I call your name.
That's fire.
It's just like fire.
Let me hear you say, oh, God. Listen, last night, me and my wife were up to midnight with our three-year-old. Had to take him to emergency room because he had walking pneumonia.
I got to admit my house.
And see, you know, you take health for granted until it's your health. Just like we take food for granted until we run out of food. Just like we take our spouses for granted until we're walking by the casket and all we can do is wish that we could do things differently.
Is that anybody up here?
Just like children take their parents for granted. But I want to let you know, even when we take God for granted, what's so amazing about God is Paul says he does not treat us as our sins deserve. So that means that even in my imperfections, God is still perfect with his grace and his mercy. That's why I don't want people getting comfortable with praising the Lord just when the Lord gives them something. See, you got to learn how to praise him because of who he is. Because see, when you praise him for who he is, you don't have to wait till the trouble comes to learn how to praise him. I want every blood-washed believer that has fallen in love with Jesus. I'm not talking about you having a pair with Jesus, but I'm talking about you love him, you love him, you love him, not because of what he's done, but because of who he is. Everybody, we're going to sing this chorus together. And even if you can't sing, even if you don't know the words, you can give God an oath. And that oath can mean to you whatever that oath needs to mean to you. Can we sing it right there? Can we sing that chorus right there? Everybody, every man, every woman, open up your spirit and tell me. Here we go.
Oh,